And finally, here on Friday, this comment. It is the opinion solely of myself, Eric Gould, and does not reflect the beliefs or opinions of KVNF, its board, its members, or its DJs. And a disclaimer. I was an elected trustee of the town of Paonia from 2012 until 2016. The Paonia Town Council held a special meeting on Monday night to decide the Adija Community Kitchen matter. In brief, Adija works out of a building at 3rd and Clark, one of the warehouses formerly owned by one of the Koch brothers, in which a handful of local food service businesses now operate. The businesses operated for several months here in Paonia before town officials realized that the building is zoned I-1, or light industrial. Food service businesses operating under such zoning must apply for rezoning, a variance, or a special permit from the town council to continue doing business. The council did not want to rezone it or issue a variance, so the Adija operators applied for permits under I-1 zoning to allow for special uses, specifically manufacturing, schools, restaurants, wholesale and retail food outlets. Over the course of a planning committee meeting, a public hearing, a regular town council meeting, and a special town council meeting, the special permits were eventually issued, with a number of conditions. As stated in the Delta County Independent, these conditions applied to everything from signage, lighting, noise, odors, alcohol consumption, hours and days of operation, parking, smoking, loitering, dust control, liability insurance, emergency access, compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, enforcement of local laws, and enforcement of the conditions of approval. Practically speaking, this litany of conditions is unenforceable. As one of the trustees said repeatedly on Monday night, it just seems like the board was creating a problem in order to make a solution. As with all of the Paonia Town Council meetings, Monday night's special session veered into mind-boggling moments of existential absurdity. For example, the primary complaint from neighbors of Adija has to do with excess traffic and parking issues on Clark Avenue and 3rd Street. The council on Monday night decided to decide on those issues at a later date. There was the moment when one of the trustees made a motion to make one of the conditions be that Adija provide a storm water drainage plan, which, the trustee pointed out, they must do by state law. That motion died for lack of a second. The council did, however, make a condition that Adija provide a letter proving that the volunteer fire department signs off on items like maximum capacity, access for fire vehicles in case of emergency, and compliance with fire code. This despite the fact that the town of Paonia has no fire inspector, and therefore has no one in authority who could write such a letter. In the end, all permits were approved. Life and business at Adija will go on virtually unchanged since the whole permit process went into motion. There will be some permanent fallout, as at least two citizens at the public hearing stated they will move out of the neighborhood if the permits were approved. And that is disappointing, to say the least. The occasionally contentious debate about growth and change in Paonia will continue. There are no easy answers. And Monday night, I was once again reminded how grateful I am that I did not get re-elected as trustee. And despite claims in the public meeting by the town administrator and the town attorney, the Adija ruling will continue to establish the precedent that in the town of Paonia, you don't need to ask for permission to do anything. You only need to ask for forgiveness. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.